listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Here with Will T. Ray is out of the building, but we have a guest. We have my boy, my brother, King Al. How you doing today, sir?
Doing good. Thank you for asking.
That's all you're going to say?
Yes, sir.
No catchphrase?
I'm sorry. This is about the Redskins losing. I'm mourning.
You're mourning?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Will, how do we do?
All right, let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins losing to the Kansas City Chiefs 29-20. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Our segment called That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. We'll have that at the 10-minute mark. And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll assess the first quarter of the Washington Redskins season. So far, they're 2-2, so that first quarter went 2-2. But right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. What's up, Lex?
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
We are good, bro. What's going on? You watching baseball?
Man. No, not wasting any time watching the Yankees play the Twins in a one-game elimination. You know, if you're good, you'll be there on the weekend.
That's true.
That's the way I look at
it. So not like DMV.
Like what?
Not like the Nationals, right? Because DMV teams just do it right.
Yeah, I mean, we're still waiting for that parade. You know, I'm really hoping that this is the year we can have a parade in the city. You know, they can shut down everything. People can take off from work and go, you know, kind of act a fool on H Street, K Street. That when, you know, when he can be in like the Tom Brady situation where the offensive line is kind of set up for him to succeed, and he can just kind of slide in and out of the pocket. And if he has to run every now and then, he can do it. I think Kurt is managing this game. He's like a high-level manager as a quarterback. You know, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but he's probably a couple of tears down from Aaron Rodgers, which isn't bad. It's much better than what we've had if you look at the history of the Redskins quarterback play in the last 10, 15 years. It's been really suspect, and we finally have somebody that can play that position, you know, at a high level.
So let's go to the defense side of the ball. Josh Norman had a, you know, big injury, was out of the game for most of the second half. All of the second half. What would you say? Would you say that was the big reason why this team lost? That Josh Norman wasn't able to play in the second half?
Well, that wasn't the reason they lost. The reason why they lost is because the secret weapon, the guy that I've been calling the secret weapon the whole summer, finally is in the game, and he drops the touchdown. Dobson, you know what I'm saying? The guy we gave up Deshaun Jackson for, he drops a game-winning touchdown. So that's the reason why they lost.
No, that's not actually.
What? So
actually, it was before that. Terrell Pryor dropped a third down pass from Cousins. Then Casey came back and scored. It was a slant.
The slant pass
would have got us a first down that killed our momentum. We was going to come back down and make it a two scoring game. So let's factor that. It's Pryor. Pryor is one of the worst receivers the Washington Redskins ever had. Just to be honest,
you could debate, I guess, all day about different plays, you know, that you want to get back. Uh-huh. You know, a couple of third downs where Alex Smith was able to get the first down. One run in particular
totally
where
agree.
He ran down the sideline.
Oh, God.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Here with Will T. Ray is out of the building, but we have a guest. We have my boy, my brother, King Al. How you doing today, sir?
Doing good. Thank you for asking.
That's all you're going to say?
Yes, sir.
No catchphrase?
I'm sorry, this is about the Redskins losing. I'm mourning.
You're mourning?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Will, how are we
doing? All right, let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins losing to the Kansas City Chiefs 29-20. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Our segment called That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. We'll have that at the 10-minute mark. And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll assess the first quarter of the Washington Redskins season. So far, they're 2-2. So that first quarter went 2-2. But right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. What's up, Lex?
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
We are good, bro. What's going on? You watching baseball?
Man. not wasting any time watching the Yankees play the Twins in a one-game elimination. You know, if you're good, you'll be there on the weekend.
That's true.
That's the way I look at it.
So not like DMV.
Like what?
Not like the Nationals, right? Because DMV teams just do it right.
Yeah, I mean, we're still waiting for that parade. You know, I'm really hoping that this is the year we can have a parade in the city. You know, they can shut down everything. People can take off from work and go, you know, kind of act a fool on H Street, K Street. You can always, you know, find plays to debate about, you know, and try to say, well, it wasn't just that one play, but it was a play that any other quality receiver would have made that play, an easy touchdown, and the game is over. But he drops the ball on his way down. And then Gruden didn't even throw a red flag to put the thought out there that maybe the refs made a bad call. They just kind of let it go, and, you know, it cost them. But I was very impressed with the physicality of the Redskins. They played much better than they did a few years ago. If you remember when Kansas City came to FedEx Field and just punished the Redskins, this Redskin team was more physical than Kansas City. And, you know, they had a couple of plays they probably would like to get back. I think overall, you know, even with all the injuries they kind of sustained in the game, I think overall they did really well. I mean, this was a team that was undefeated coming into the game. So I want to say the Redskins played really well.
So let's talk about what you just said. You thought Gruden should have called, should have challenged the touchdown. I mean, well, the incompletion. I thought the announcers made it seem like he actually had a chance. If you know the possession that he had to go down and carry through. The ball clearly went out of his hands.
You saw what McDonough, when McDonough was talking about.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think he should challenge that at all. And then also, that wasn't an easy catch. And a lot of the elite receivers wouldn't have caught that pass. Because a lot of the elite receivers wouldn't have got up that high to make that catch. Only Julio, A.J. Green, that's it. Larry Fitz. But Antonio Brown can't make that catch.
No, he can't make that catch.
He's an elite receiver.
He'll get the height to make
that catch. Yeah, exactly. Like, mm-hmm. You got to see how athletic. I felt like even though he dropped that pass, it's showing you what he's capable of doing.
Yeah.
He's showing you that if you throw him the pass up high, he's going to get it. He attacks the ball while Pryor just sits there. You have a big receiver that's actually attacking the ball. So I feel like this bye week is going to help us out tremendously. It's going to allow Gruden to say, you know what, we're going to use you more, you know, and use Pryor less. And also, it came at a perfect time because of injuries.
Yeah. And also, hey, Lex, do you look at this game as a moral victory? A lot of people talk about moral victory and whatnot.
I don't think it was a moral victory because you did lose a lot of players. You did lose Norman, who could be out 4 to 6 weeks. You know, you still haven't been able to get any production from your tight end, Jordan Reed, who's, you know, he's been battling injury. You got your starting running back, Fat Rob, he's struggling with an injury. So you got players that need to buy to kind of, I guess, recover. But I don't think it was a moral victory. I think the only moral victory is that Washington is better than people thought coming mm-hmm. into the season. And I think that's probably the only moral victory because most people had them 1-3 at this point.
No, yeah,
and they're what, 2-2?
Mm-hmm.
Most people had them 1-3 coming into the bye. So the fact that they're 500 and you know, they should have been, you know, at worst 3-1.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to have, you know, right now it looks like this could be a good year for the Redskins. But, you know, how it happens, man. You got to see what they do when they come out of that bye.
Uh-huh. No, I agree.
Hopefully they won't be flat.
Yeah, first quarter looks good so far, man. 2-2. Compared, you know, you look at that schedule before the season started, you would say 2-2 is pretty good. So they're 2-2. So, Lex, before I let you go, how can people check out your content and view you on social media and whatnot?
Well, I'm Lex Diamond without the A on Twitter and Instagram. You'll probably see a lot of music stuff going on right now.
Yeah, you doing it, man. You doing it, man.
You know, entertainment management. So I'm managing an R&B artist that's on the rise, who's actually on a HBCU tour right now, Trans Falsetto. So you'll probably see a lot of that going on. I'm taking a break from the sports right now because of my dad's situation, being in the hospital. Just been trying to spend some time with him and trying to, you know, get him back up to, you know, 100% or whatever. But I'm going to be back on the airways sooner than later.
Cool, man. We praying for you, man.
Hey, I appreciate all the prayers.
All right, no problem. Anyway, hey, we appreciate you, man. Stay blessed. And hopefully we'll have you on next week, if possible.
Absolutely, man. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
You guys enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right, thank you, Lex. Take it easy, man.
All right.
Again, that's Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Again, man, shout out a prayer for his father, man. He's in the hospital, so shout out a prayer for him. But yeah, man, Al, you good with your red? You thought you got a lot of the red skin negativity?
No. I just felt like Lex said some things that I just didn't agree with. I never believe in a.
I know. I didn't. I know.
Yeah, you said. A moral victory? No.
No, he didn't believe in it.
No, he didn't. But I'm just asking.
But it's a lot of fans. I was out yesterday watching the game, and a lot of fans took it away. You know, the close, because the game, you know, it was close. How close it was, and Washington had an opportunity to win. They considered it a moral victory because they were going against a team that was the last.
No one thought they were
going
to win
in the NFL.
So tell me something. When it has a W and an L and it has a tie and it has a T, where's the M at?
I understand that.
I'm with you. There's no such thing as a moral victory.
We were on the phone. I told you it hurt.
There's no such thing as a moral
victory. That loss hurt, man. It hurt the soul. Like the soul.
I wasn't much affected by it.
I wouldn't pay Cousins.
Huh?
I wouldn't pay Cousins.
After watching that, you wouldn't pay Cousins?
For what? No, what I'm saying is, what value do I have for paying Cousins?
Oh, okay.
Like now, what value? I can still franchise him.
Oh, you had like -7 yards last game.
Yeah, but he's not targeting.
I know, I agree. One pass.
I don't know if Crowder's open. I'm not really watching to see if he's open.
Yeah. I'll say this. If you notice last season, the games where Crowder was effective, Jordan Reed was in and he was taking a lot of attention away in the middle. He was often being bracketed.
And so was Deshaun.
Deshaun. And Deshaun Jackson was on the outside. You had to put a safety over top of Deshaun Jackson. So that left a lot of underneath routes and a lot of seam routes where Jameson Crowder was open.
See, I mean, I agree with that, but Crowder still runs his option routes.
Yeah, he still has.
He still runs his option routes. And on third downs, Reed is in the game.
Yeah. I mean,
he's in the game. I think Cousins' first read is Thompson now.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Thompson's first read.
And yesterday he didn't throw Thompson the ball enough.
For what?
He didn't throw Thompson the ball enough.
No, he didn't. Thompson didn't get that many attempts.
He got but he still Cousins played a good game.
No, he didn't.
He played a good game. And the pass, like I said, the pass to Dotson.
It's a perfect pass to me.
He dropped it, and I was like, I was upset that he dropped it, but I was like, okay. It showed me that he should be playing over Pryor. Even with a drop pass. He should be playing over Pryor.
Dotson, that is.
Absolutely. Even with a drop pass. Because when he got up.
And caught. He actually really caught it too.
But I'm saying when he got off the ground, you saw. If Cousin throws a bad pass, anyone else is interception. Jordan Reed doesn't even go for the ball. Thing Jordan Reed does great, on a slant, he shields his body.
He uses his body.
That's the thing Pryor doesn't do, and that frustrates me. A cornerback can go through Pryor. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what the elite receiver, and that's what I'm saying. That's the learning curve I'll give him. I was like, that's what I'm like, he doesn't know how to be a receiver yet. Yeah. When you draw passes consistently, it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
So put his mental self in inactive. Yeah. Sit him down.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna round it off with, I know we gotta wrap up this segment, yeah. But I will. You alluded to it earlier. Josh Dotson, the thing that he does, that there's maybe three.
Yeah, I got.
I have no value of, like, I'm not losing him.
Yeah.
Like, if I can franchise him, we can work a deal out.
We can get Alex Smith.
We can get Alex Smith. we can get Alex Smith. We can get Drew Brees. Like we can get. I don't see a reason to franchise him. Only person I see a reason to sign long term
is Zach Brown.
Is Zach Brown? That's the only person, because. Because
Terrell Pryor can go, right?
Yeah, he can go. But what I'm saying is,
let me ask you this. Terrell Pryor, this is technically his second season being a wide receiver, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
You don't think there's some upside potential to him in the long term?
In Cleveland, there was upside potential.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
He dropped passes, but not as frequent as he's doing it now with the Redskins. That's what I'm saying. It's looking like a decline. Now, if this was his first year being a full-time receiver, I'd be like, hey, what do you expect? But Cleveland, he had 1,000 yards. He was the number one. He was the
premier wide receiver.
Premier receiver. I don't understand how he dropped off so bad. And these passes.
Can there be.
It's a mental thing.
So, no, do you give any credence to him developing chemistry with Kirk Cousins?
No, because.
That's something that maybe they're still trying to work out.
No.
The chemistry issues?
It's one thing if he's like, he's not being targeted.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, he's not getting open. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's dropping passes. And when throwing him the ball, he's dropping it. See, it's a difference. Like, hey, client, he's never getting open. Like, then you're basically saying, oh, Cousins doesn't know when he's open.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. But he's not doing that. He's throwing him the ball. He's dropping it. So after you keep dropping the ball, if I'm the coach, I'm saying, don't throw it to him. You know, like, I don't understand why he's in the game.
He's in the game because – Outside of the, what are you going to go with, Brian Quick or Ryan Grant?
No, well, Quick, he's inactive.
Grant. So you go with Ryan Grant?
Ryan Grant's been effective. I'm not going to even lie.
He has been effective.
He's been effective.
Yeah.
Dotson, his thing, Dotson is truly supposed to be our number one. Also, I think Cousin needs to go back to Crowder and figure out what's going on.
The receivers they can do in the NFL, that's go and attack the ball at his high point.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I think that's something he can definitely do. Anyway, it's about that time. For real talk with the Urban Sports Thing. We'll do that after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports. Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. Promise to swear,
liability. All right, you're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. You're here with myself, Wally, Will T, and King Al is our guest. Ray is out. Say hi to the people, King Al, before I get to my segment talking.
Hello.
Hello.
And goodbye.
Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins, or you have a question, call us, leave a message. Here's the number, 301-799-5407. We will feature it on the show, you know, every week. But here's our first one.
This is a message for All Skins Everything, and this is George Templeton. I called to praise the Redskins because I wasn't sure what we were going to get last night, and the only thing I was looking for, because my expectations were really low, was a good performance. And they really delivered that. I think that when you play a team as good as Kansas City, the margins are very fine, and the margin for error is very small. And if you want to single anybody out, I think you single out Jay Gruden a little bit, because in the middle of the game, they got away from the run. They got a little too pass happy. That's why the Skins defense was on the field far too much in the back half of the game, especially in the second half. And they kind of ran out of gas a little bit. The other person I would single out, even though he got a touchdown, is Terrell Pryor, because that's where the game turned. It's 10-0 with the ball, driving, you know, on another good drive. I felt like the Redskins were in great shape and could win this game. And I thought 17-0 could have was a good chance. And Terrell Pryor just alligator-armed that pass on 3rd-and-2. And he's too good a player for that. And I think he knows that. And I think he looks at himself and knows that he didn't lay it on the line and pay the price like he should on that play. And I think that's the frustration that I have with him. And hopefully the next time he learns from that, and the next time it doesn't happen. So in general, disappointed that they didn't win because they got as close as they got. Wish Dotson had held on to it, but let's be perfectly honest. That's a very tough catch, and it's not easy to do what Trevor Maddich on the Redskins Extra Show said last night, and that is, you know, cradle the ball with both hands and then take the fall because you know it's going to hurt. And the first instinct of probably a lot of players, especially young players, is to try to brace their fall. So I like the fact that he's in the game plan more. I like the fact he's starting to get looks. I think that helps this offense. And the only other thing I'm going to say is that if Rob Kelly's not healthy in 2 weeks, I want to see Mack Brown. It's time to see Mack Brown, because Samaje Perine, he wouldn't use him at the end of the game because he dribbled that ball out of bounds, essentially, like he was playing basketball or something, and he's had the issues with the fumbles, and the coaching staff doesn't like it, and that's fine. But if you're not going to use him on 3rd-and-2 late in the game there, when you're trying to run the clock down and not give them another chance and maybe take it to overtime at the minimum, then you need to have another running back in there. And Mack Brown was the best running back in training camp, the best running back in preseason, in my opinion. And I want to see Mack Brown in 2 weeks if Rob Kelly's not healthy.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that.
So
what you want to say? So any comments on what George
said? No, so first of all, George, what he said, alligator arms. No, that's called making a business decision. What Terrell Pryor did was he made a business decision. He decided, look, I'm not taking this big hit. I'm on a 1-year contract.
You know what,
I'm making a business decision.
I don't
alligator's arms. It's called a business decision.
I don't think anyone was about to lay him out.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't. No, actually, it wasn't as bad as he thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as he thought.
He exaggerated because it wasn't going
to
be a crucial hit. It really wasn't. He just decided, you know what?
He made a business decision.
For himself, it was like, yeah, I'm not going to chance this one.
Yeah.
That's how. When I saw it, did I text you out? I was like, yeah, this is, you know, he punked out on this one. Did I text you? So he punked out. Were we texting each other?
I'm not too sure. Mm. I'm not sure, but I didn't think it was
a business decision.
I didn't think it was a business decision. I just thought he was just being himself. I'm sorry.
Just don't cuss. I know you want to.
I'm not gonna cuss. I agree with George. Everything he said. But I think Pryor should be an inactive list. I honestly start believing that. I believe Quick is better than him. Like, what has Pryor brought to the team? Drop passes.
That's true.
That's all he's done. He's not a possession receiver. Our go-to receiver is right now is Vernon Davis.
But he's your. Would you say? Yeah, would it be accurate to say he's your deep threat?
No. No. Ryan Grant was open. Yes, deep bomb.
I know, and he was open.
He's not a deep threat. He's not a deep threat.
He may be the one they feature more, the deep threat. That's the one they feature. Okay, Pryor. So they feature Pryor more.
They threw him deep, I want to say, 3 times.
You talking about throughout the whole season?
Throughout the whole season. Mm-hmm. The Philly game.
A couple times in the Philly game, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 2 times in the Philly game and one.
And the Raiders, I believe, didn't they target him deep against the Raiders?
I don't think they targeted him deep.
I might be wrong, but
I don't think he targeted him right. But
I thought he'd been targeted deep like once every game.
He was open in the Philly game. He lost the ball in the sun. All right, I'll give him that. And they dropped everything else against Philadelphia. He's not good. I'm sorry. You can't tell me he's good. He's a bad receiver. I'll trade him for AP.
Adrian Peterson?
Absolutely. I would trade Adrian Peterson. If Kelly's hurt,
yeah,
and you don't want to give Thompson the ball all the time, and
P. Ryan
is horrible. P. Ryan looks like a fullback. Let's call it what it is.
Before you get into that, let me even stop, because George, he made a good point, a valid point. Did I do think, and I made this point on the Urban Sports Scene podcast earlier. I do think it's time, because you very valid. Samaje P. Ryan looks like he looks built like MJD, like a field, like a Maurice Jones, too, he's a fullback. Yeah,
he does.
He hasn't shown the vision to make the one cut. He's fumbled twice.
Enough.
I thought it was three times. I'm counting preseason. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I do think it's time that you give Mac Brown an opportunity if Rob Kelly is out. I think it's time you – because clearly Gruden and the offensive coaching staff have shown they don't want to give Chris Thompson the ball 20 times and run him in between the tackle. I do think it's time that you give Mac Brown a fair shot and you give him 15 carries against the 49ers in 2 weeks.
Well – I don't know why they're investing in P. Ryan so hard. He's a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
So you can cut him. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal.
That was cutthroat.
No, he's not good.
I know. Call spade.
Is it fair to say that he needs some development? He's shown the talent.
No talent. He's shown no talent. No, don't say that.
I mean, he's shown the talent in college.
Okay, there you go. College and NFL is totally different. I mean, let's not do that. He's shown no talent in the NFL. He's shown no talent in preseason. He's shown no talent in the regular season. He's not good. Let's call it what it is.
But it's four games in.
Seven games. Seven games.
Six. We doing preseason games?
Yeah, preseason games count for him.
So six games. He didn't play the last preseason game.
No, he didn't.
No, Mac Brown got most of the work. Yeah, Mac Brown.
Because that's when Mac Brown got all those shots.
Yeah.
I think he did play, though. I think he did play a little bit. Here's the thing. He's better in shotgun.
Yeah, yes. Easily better shotgun. Pistol plays. Yeah.
But the thing is, pistol. Mm-hmm. We're not a shotgun team.
Yeah, we don't do it like
that. And he's not our best runner back. First of all, our running backs suck, besides Thompson. I like Mac Brown, but he doesn't start. He's an active.
I like Robert Kelly. You stay hating on Robert Kelly.
Yes, you're right. And he's not good.
He is good, right?
Okay. He gets a good game. He gets hurt.
That's fair.
How good is he? How good is he?
That's fair. He's not reliable.
He lost weight.
Yeah.
To get faster.
What?
Has he gained a 20-yard run yet?
He did.
But you know
against
who
against the Rams. He had a good game.
Was it 20 yards?
Yeah, I believe it was 20. It was 20. I got to check it out. You know who did get
a 20-plus-yard run this past weekend?
Who?
Alfred Morris, 76-yard run.
I love Alfred Morris.
I know Alfred. I love Alfred. Yeah, that's right. I agree.
We can trade and get him. Honestly, I think AP is going to get released.
Yeah.
Shortly, because Kamara is going to be the feature back.
Uh-huh.
They're going to treat Kamara and Ingram like, well, 500, second in the division, one and a half games out against for Philly. It's been okay. We're 0-1 in the division.
The 0-1 division.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of tough. You got it because
at home too. Lost the home game.
Here's the thing. Four division leaders make the playoffs. Two wild cards. I want to make the playoffs. So every game really counts. Mm-hmm. So being 2-2 right now, when you gotta, you look at the Rams. We beat them. So. Yeah. If they don't win the division, we got a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
You know, so that's good.
The Eagles is a bad loss.
Eagles are a bad loss.
At home, too, yeah.
At home. But, I mean, I like the promise of Dotson. Dotson's really, I'm hopeful for. And hopefully if Norman can come back healthy, Kelly comes back healthy, Nicholson comes back healthy.
You said Kelly. What Kelly?
The running back.
Oh, Kelly. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. We got so many people hurt.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. I thought you meant defense. Go ahead, continue.
No. Defense, I felt like we were spread out because of the injury.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so we couldn't really do the blitzes that we wanted to. Zach Brown is still hurt. Like, even though he played, came back, he was still hurt. Foster, your favorite player, you know, he's hurt. Spain, you know, he's hurt. Like, everyone's hurt. So this bye week came at the perfect time. So, actually, yeah, I think we're okay because the bye week came at the perfect time.
I think if you're a fan of this team, you have to definitely be encouraged after the first quarter of the season. Here's why. The biggest question for this team coming into the regular season was the defense. The defense looks, through the first four games, like a solid championship defense, a defense that's capable of being playing at a championship level.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. You're concerned with the lack of one running back
who could dominate the game.
Who can dominate the game, who's kind
of Bush and who's the 22?
Ingram.
No. Bush White. And when Reggie Bush played for the Saints.
Deuce McAllister.
Deuce McAllister. Yes.
You're talking about Deuce McAllister.
Yeah. They're gonna treat those two the same. Mm. AP is probably gonna get released. So AP gets released, and with the injuries that we have, it's a good possibility that AP can come to DC.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a good possibility, and we need a running back.
All right, anyway, time for a break. Up next, we will examine the Redskins' first quarter of the season. Listen to Urban Sports saying,
for ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yosh, you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch,
all right, you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports saying on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Will T. We got our guest, King Isle, Ray's on vacation. The Redskins right now, the first quarter of the season, are there 2-2. Has this been a good start for the Redskins, in your opinion? Either anybody.
Yes.
To propel themselves over the others, but you still have 12 more games, and the running back can't emerge and establish himself. One thing that, and you have to even more encouraged by what I'll say, Josh Dotson's play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year you didn't get anything from him. This year he's shown that he can go up at the highest point. He's shown that he has a skill that only three or four wide receivers in the league have.
Agreed.
Kurt is playing consistent. I think he's going to play even better now that his child was born.
Yeah.
And his wife's healthy and the child is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that concerned you coming into the season was Jay Gruden calling the plays. Jay Gruden for the past two games has shown a dependency on – or he's not a dependency, but he's shown that he will
run the football,
be more physical in the run game and run the ball. So I think if you're a Washington fan, you have to be truly encouraged starting with a 2-2 start.
I think something that's very encouraging and we haven't seen in our lifetime, just the Redskins are able to get pressure with just a front four. I think in terms of like the first quarter of the season, just to see that you got guys like Jonathan Allen, Matt how do you say his name?
Ionitis.
Thank you. Sorry, Matt. Ionitis.
And Preston Smith.
Preston Smith. You got not McGee, but the other McClain. So McClain. You got and Kerrigan too, of course. You got guys who can put pressure on the quarterback.
And Junior Gallet. Don't forget Junior Gallet.
Hit a bad game.
Don't add
him. I mean, he's still putting pressure. He's putting pressure. He's pushing.
Not yesterday.
A couple times he pushed the pocket. Twice, I think, like
He got around a couple times.
He forced. I know what you're saying. He forced Alex Smith out of the pocket a couple times.
I feel like he did too much bull rush. Now he didn't use his speed enough.
Yeah, especially now since we're getting since the Redskins are now getting a push from the nose tackle from the inside.
Yeah,
is now the time. Like it's funny. Like me and Al talk about this all the time. Like when the Redskins had Brian Arakpo, right? Mm-hmm. He would always go wide and he would get around. But there was the problem with Brian Arakpo. It wasn't the problem. It's that that the Redskins never got inside pressure. So when Brian Arakpo went wide, all the quarterback had to do was move up in the pocket, right? Now, in this situation with the Redskins, they're asking with Ioannidis and Jonathan Allen, they're getting pushed up the middle.
Even Hood.
In Hood, yeah. In Hood, too. I'm sorry. They're getting pushed up the middle. If you go wide, you're there. That's what Preston Smith is starting to – it's a blessing for Preston Smith and Ryan Kerrigan, because when they go wide – okay, there's a good chance they can get him. Or if they go wide and the quarterback steps into the pocket, now you got Jonathan Allen and Ioannidis there to get a sack. I think, believe it, Ioannidis had a sack yesterday as well.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if we had Phil Teller healthy.
I know.
The rotation for the D tackles
would be something else.
Yeah.
I know.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
That's a good stick to stay right there, Will T.
I was going to say what I usually say.
You stay right there, Will T.
Okay.
My man out of control sometimes, man. In a good way, though, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, sometimes you got to put the clamps up.
Stop. I get it, man.
You know what I mean? But yeah, though. But I just think in the first quarter of the season has been good. I mean, if you told any Redskin fan before the season started, looking at the schedule, you would say, okay, 2-2 would be good.
Let's go there. You just said looking at the schedule. I like to look at the season in quarters, right? Mm-hmm. The next quarter of the season, you have San Fran, followed by Philadelphia,
the Cowboys,
and you're in Seattle.
In Seattle. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's a tough second quarter.
Well, the Dallas game is where?
It's here.
It's
okay. It's in Washington. So you have three games?
No, two games.
No,
two in a row and two at home.
Yeah, two on one row. Best case scenario, Al, starting with you. Best case scenario.
For the second half.
For the second quarter. Second quarter for those four teams.
Best case scenario is a 4-0. That's the best case scenario.
Realistic scenario. Excuse me.
I didn't get that.
Excuse me. Realistic scenario.
3-1.
Three and one.
Yeah, I don't think Philly to me is not.
You could be Philly and Philly.
Yeah, Philly's not.